Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's been a Skin Show 105.3 The Fan. The Mavericks with an absolute massive win on Saturday night. It was incredible. I was at that game in good seats.
Hey, too tall.
Yeah, I was at that game with my sons, and man, I'd been talking about wanting to find those Luka.
I was at those games with good seats.
Those Luka youth jerseys, and I finally found them.
Where?
They're in the hangar.
Oh, yeah. I think they just, so what happened was they had a new rollout like 5 days ago.
And it got there that day.
Yeah, okay.
And because I went to Dick's.
Whoa.
Couldn't find them there. I went to there's some other place.
Academy?
Sports Authority.
Fan House or someplace
Sports
like that.
Sports Monkey? Rally House?
Rally House. Went to Rally House. They didn't have them. Sure enough, there it was at the game, man, and my kids were so excited. However, I'll tell you, Skin.
Yeah.
Max got Luka.
Uh-huh.
Miles insisted on Dennis Smith Jr. Dude.
Really?
Yeah. So
because he's got hops.
Your sons are going to fight forever now.
We had so much fun at the game, and what a huge win for the Mavericks. Now, the Mavericks now, this run that they're on, they have won 5 out of 6 and 4 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Warriors in town, you know, in the seats we were in.
Uh-huh.
There was a guy sitting in front of us in a Cavs. God, this song is awesome. It's hard not to
dance to it. So good, dude.
There's a guy in a Cavs shirt sitting in front of me.
I kind
of
hate this guy already.
Yeah.
I get it because that was a big game for the Cavs.
He was in town or something, and it was the family he was sitting with go to their season ticket holders, and so they had their cousin in town. They let him go to the game with them.
Okay.
And so he starts heckling Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Hey, Durant, you suck."
Sick burn.
And everyone's like, all right, man.
Got him.
He's actually pretty good.
And so Durant was there were free throws being shot on the other end of the court. So he was just grabbing the net above him on the ground and stretching. And so without stopping grabbing the net, he turned around and glared right at this guy. He knew where it came from.
Okay.
He knew where the heckle came from. He stared menacingly at this guy for a couple seconds. And then the guy goes, I'm a Cavs fan. And he's like, I see. And Durant goes, anything else? He goes, no, just that.
That you suck?
He wanted to make the point that he sucks and that he's a Cavs fan.
And he goes, got it, and turned around. And my kids thought it was the coolest thing they'd ever seen. And, dude, how is Kevin Durant, king of the world, back-to-back finals MVP, right?
Yeah.
How is that guy, maybe the best player in the league, worried about a heckler?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think if just based on my own personality, if I was the second best player in the world, I would love all that because I would love talking trash to all those clowns. Like, I think I would have fun with it. You know, if I had the game to back it up, I would love all that trash talk. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be like the Russ guy trying to get people tossed out and that stuff. I'd handle it the way Barkley did. You know, where Barkley's like just trashing fans to their faces and... I mean, that stuff to me is fun. But, you know, I think there's a lot about Durant that he lets weird things bother him, and I just don't get it.
The atmosphere was incredible. The energy was – it was, you know, the game came down to the wire. And then, of course, I love the Mavs Saturday nights, which you guys have on Fox Sports Southwest. Mm-hmm. The set for the pregame and postgame are out on the plaza.
Right.
So there was fans everywhere cheering.
What an exciting time.
My kids got to go watch Uncle Skin do the postgame show. So, man, we had so much fun. But let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this. The Mavs have won 5 of 6 and 4 in a row. And why is it? What is the formula?
The biggest thing, I think, is they're just so much better defensively. There's a lot of things that go into it, right? It starts with effort. It starts with more resistance on the perimeter. It starts with using some different looks, facing pick and rolls. But so they played that game Saturday night. Everyone was like, oh, no Steph and no Draymond. It's like, dude, that's a reasonably desperate Golden State team right now. And the comparison we were talking about in the pregame show is, you guys remember when Minnesota came in here, it was their third game of the year, our second, and there was no Jimmy Butler. And so Karl Anthony Towns dropped 1,000 on our heads. Yeah. It was like, I think KD wanted to go out there and ball out with no Draymond and show that he was a beast. and he's the best player in the world or the second best player in the world, depending on your perspective. And man, I don't know that you give game balls for the, you know, whatever it is, 13th game of the year, 14th game of the year, whatever it is. But Harrison Barnes not only hit big shots, you guys realize Durant went 1-for-8 in his final 8 shots?
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was interesting because the dodo was on
Klay Thompson. And I thought that's what they would do because I didn't think they wanted to run Harrison Barnes through a bunch of screens. Y'all want to hear crazy, crazy stats? All right, so they keep stats of every different way of scoring, right? And so there's a stat for scoring, which is off of ball or off of screens, not pick and roll, like screening away from the ball, and a guy comes off a screen, okay? So the team that is first in the NBA and points off of screens is Golden State at 20, all right? The team that is third is the Mavericks at 7, all right? So I want you to ponder the difference of that. 20, third place is 7. I think second place is 8.7, okay? Klay Thompson by himself is good enough at 7.3 to be second in the NBA ahead of 29 other teams by himself and points running off of screens.
Wow.
So when you're trying to decide, we have no Wesley Matthews, right? He's one of our best defenders. We got to figure out how we stop Klay Thompson and how we stop Kevin Durant. They chose to put Dorian on Klay because not only does Dorian fight off the screens, but he's got more length, you know? And then that means Harrison Barnes, you got to cover the best offensive player in the world. Oh, and by the way, you got to score. Oh, and by the way, it's the team that got rid of you for Kevin Durant. So when you look at all that stuff, Harrison Barnes had one F of a game, dude. He made a horrible mistake in the backcourt with 6 seconds to go, and it didn't end up burning him, you know, because KD missed that second free throw, and then they got the rebound. But my God, Harrison Barnes played an exceptional game. And after the last... really, since the San Antonio game where he was just attacking the basket nonstop, I am more convinced now than I was before the season started that Harrison Barnes is absolutely the right, you know, complimentary player to Luka and Dennis. I think he's a great fit.
I love hearing that. You know, there were so many big buckets made in this game for the Mavericks. They won 112-109, and they had to win the fourth quarter 30-23 to do it. And J.J. had big buckets. Yes. Devin Harris made a big three. I mean, he was one of six, but from three-point range. But that one was massive. Dwight Powell contributed. I thought he was hurt bad when he tumbled down. Maxi Kleba had two huge blocks. Yes. Continues to impact the game. Dennis Smith Jr. took over for certain portions of this thing. He finishes with 14-6. But, you know, Jordan had a double-double, I think 13-10. And Luka had 24-9-4. Just incredible. It was, you know, it felt like a playoff game, at least for the Mavericks.
Absolutely.
The house was packed. The intensity was there, and they fought their asses off and got a huge win.
Listen to this. You want to talk about pressure? Golden State is doing the Texas Triangle. They had already lost to Houston. Sunday, they were going to play San Antonio on the second night of a back-to-back. They had to get that win. You don't want to have to go get a back-to-back win. Guess what? San Antonio beat them. Golden State is now on a 0-for-3 trip in Texas. That was a must-win game for Golden State in terms of turning their fortunes around. And you mentioned all the different performances. We'll get to Luka here in a second. So not only did Dorian work his tail off on Klay Thompson, he had a huge, huge bucket. When things were starting to get out of control and the Mavericks were down 8, he hit a huge 3 in the corner. It was a huge 3 to cut it to 5 and get them a little momentum back. And then you mentioned when Dennis got back in and he got that big rebound and he threaded the needle on a bounce pass in transition to where Dorian caught it with a guy on his hip, one dribble up on the other side, layup. That's where they took the lead. And that was a massive play. He missed a big 3 when Luka had a perfect pass, right? And after saying all of that, now let's talk about Luka, all right? Luka's freaking incredible. And I thought he would be good this year. Thought he had a chance to be rookie of the year. He's obviously their best player. No disrespect to anybody. The 19-year-old is your best player. He's freaking unreal, and he is completely unaffected by pressure because he's already been MVP as a teenager of the second greatest league in the world. So none of this bothers him at all. And that shot he hit over Jurebko. So it was a reset, and there's less than 12 seconds on the clock. And he identified the mismatch he wanted. He waved Dorian, and I had the perfect angle from where I was sitting. Dorian was hesitant, like, what do you want? You don't want ISO? And so Dorian came and set a late screen. He immediately got the rub because he wanted Jurebko on him. And then he worked him inside, went off the wrong foot, and hit a little statue shot put right-hander right over him in a huge, huge bucket. I mean, it was so money. Hit clutch free throws down the stretch. And then after the game, because it is Mavs Saturday night, we did the interview on the court on the walk-off. You know, get a couple quick questions with him. And I'd mentioned, hey, you've done this before. And his first thing he said is, he's like, I don't get nervous. It wasn't cocky. It wasn't, hey, bro. It was, this is what I do. And I keep going back to what Michael Young says about those guys when he calls them slow heartbeat guys.
Mm-hmm.
He does not get worked up. He is completely unaffected by this because he left his home at 13 years old to go be a professional basketball player. And he was playing with grown men at the time that we were getting our driver's licenses. He is it. He is special. If you want to, he's never going to be a good defender, dude. He can be a pretty good team defender because he's smart and he'll get steals and stuff. But whatever that thing is that Jason Kidd and Bird and Magic and those people have, he's got it. Whatever that thing is, he's got it. And I'm not even so sure that Dirk knew he had it until he was 24 or 25.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
Dude, no doubt, Tom Brady. That 19-year-old guy has it.
Man, and it's just fun to see them winning. It's fun to feel that vibe in the AAC again.
It's incredible. It's
been a long time since it felt like that there.
Yes. And, man, I know everybody wants to, like, go, hey, we need to get somebody different besides Dennis. I'm very, very confident that Dennis knows that Luka's the man. I'm very confident that he knows that, and I'm very confident that he wants to play with Luka and will do. And I've even seen it on the court, and that he wants to do. He's playing so much better defense in the last five games, it ain't even fun.
Oh, great, because that's key.
Yes, because it's important for him. If Luka is your de facto point guard, he ain't covering point guards. You need a badass athlete out there. He had to cover Iguodala, who he gives up 3 or 4 inches to. What did he do, man? He got a couple of clutch rebounds.
Yeah,
dude, Dennis is doing the right things. He's absolutely doing the right things. He wants to be here. He wants to play with that
guy.
All right,
let me ask you, there was a couple times in this game. I mean, it is a positive party, but there was a couple times in this game where guys were able to get past an initial defender and go to the bucket with no contest.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in DeAndre.
Right.
And I was trying to figure that out. I was like, I don't know what that is. I mean, it seems like Kleba fights those, will contest shots more aggressively than DeAndre.
Yeah.
Is this more of kind of what we've seen where it's like, hey, dude, if you're going to get beat that bad, what do you want me to do? Go get dunked on? Or is it just miscommunications? Because it seemed like there was quite a few of those in this game.
I'd have to go back and watch it, Ben. But I also think sometimes DeAndre just ain't ready for what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Right. And so a guy like Kevin Durant can suddenly do it in a heartbeat. Right.
Right.
And so sometimes you're in position and sometimes you're not thinking it through. I don't know that I'd have to go back and watch, see if he, like, quote unquote, gave up or whatever. He just might not have been focused on what was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of the last 5 or 6 games, it's been way better. Way, way better. We'll watch it tonight. They're playing Memphis. Memphis has won 4 in a row, I think. Memphis is like a game out of first in the Western
10
Conference.
10-5, yeah.
Yeah. And they had a game yesterday against Minnesota. They won at Minnesota. Conley's playing great. Gasol's playing great. Jackson Jr.'s playing great. Chandler Parsons, I think, has played 3 games.
Oh, no.
What?
I think he's played 3 games.
Is he hurt again?
He's in a suit.
Is his knee?
I don't know what he's listed as, but I think he played the first 3 games and hadn't played since. I got to go back and check. But Garrett Temple.
Any Instagram pics with ladies, though?
Dude, looking so baller. Looking so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.